Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Who's in charge? You know the mission, and you know your weapon. Now, one thing about that weapon, a soldier can take his weapon apart in a matter of minutes and put it back together. How well do you know your weapon? Are you having a tough time flipping through these scriptures tonight? Or can you find them easily? Now remember, when the army calls you, it also equips you. God also equipped us. Who knows about the armor of the Lord? Remember, He equips us. Now the last F here is He is a finisher. He is a finisher. Now we talked about that before, but let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. And I told my wife, this is what I want on my gravestone right here. I really do. I have fought a good fight. Let's read that together. I like that together. Ready? I have fought a good fight. And then what else? I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Is that good to say? Are you fighting the good fight? How can you fight the good fight? What are some ways you can fight the good fight? What kind of ministry do you have personally? Do you know someone that's not saved? Are you seeking after them to lead them to Christ? That's fighting the good fight of faith. Are you teaching others God's word to pass it along through generations? This is what Paul was talking about. Right here, verse 2. It says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses." Now let me just stop right there and give you some insight here. Sometimes when you hear stuff between one or two people, just one, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. But when it's among witnesses, it's greater, right? Does that make sense? So he said, hey, you heard among many witnesses. He said, the same commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Who are you teaching? Who are you teaching about Christ? How is the world going to know that Jesus Christ is the only answer for their sins if we don't tell them? Are you a good soldier? Now, I'm going to finish up here. We've got a few more things I want to talk about. It says, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 3. 2 Timothy Let's see if I got that one right here. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. Why must you endure hardness? Well, what did they do to our commander? You think our job's going to be easy? You think they're going to like us? If the world hates you, know that it hated him before. Isn't that what he says? And Paul actually said, our current suffering cannot even be compared to what God has for us in glory. It's just a short time. So we must deal with it. He tells us.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.